Turkish television is known for its soap operas that air around the region. But this year, a Turkish miniseries streaming on Netflix takes a deeper look at the divides in Turkey, rich and poor, secular and religious. Here's NPR's Peter Kenyon.
The English title for the miniseries is Ethos, and in the first episode, we meet Meryem, a young headscarf-wearing woman from a religious family. It's her first visit to a therapist, and she's not sure how to proceed.
Konuşabiliriz istersen. Sohbet edebiliriz.
Ne konuda?
At first, a nervous Meryem talks about everything but the reason for her visit. Where can she catch a bus home? She has to take care of her niece. But eventually, she reveals her problem. Inexplicable fainting spells that doctors can't find a cause for. Perry, the therapist, sits stiffly at attention throughout this first visit, and she seems almost as uncomfortable as the young woman in front of her. Then we see Perry in a role reversal. She's in the office of another therapist, trying to explain how shocked she was at how resentful she felt about the young religious woman who was seeking her help.
Nasıl da zeki bir şey. Zehir gibi bıcır bıcır.
She's so smart, talkative, so pretty and so young, and has a face like a painting. But me, I can't do it. I listen to the girl, but I feel a feeling inside me that I can't explain, like I...
Öfke.
Anger.
Öfke.
Anger.
Ethos isn't the first work to take on religious, class, and racial prejudice in Turkey. Such themes have been explored by authors Orhan Pamuk, Elif Shafak, and others. But journalist and Turkish academic Kenan Bezat Sharp says this look at the divide between the pious and more secular people of Turkey seems to have struck a chord among viewers. He says the rise to power of the ruling Justice and Development Party, led by pious Muslims, has brought the divide into sharper focus for Western-oriented professionals, such as the character of the therapist Perry.
So a character like Perry, from a very young age, has had this upbringing that women who wear the headscarf are ignorant, and she's unable to really see the person across from her as a person, because in some ways for her all headscarved women are the same. And she's aware of it, but can't quite overcome this prejudice.
Sharp finds this a refreshing change from previous Netflix productions of Turkish programs, which leaned heavily on teen dramas or Ottoman-themed superhero shows. Istanbul viewers are largely impressed with Ethos. 36-year-old Magda Kuria says she loved the main character, Meryem, and especially her therapist.
The one conversation that I found very, very interesting was between the two psychiatrists.
She says she enjoyed watching the therapist, Perry, switch from impassively listening to Meryem to having her own emotions spill out as she discussed her own prejudice with another therapist.
And then when she went to her own therapy and she was, like, devastated and revealing all her real self and how much she was sick and tired of being judgmental or racist, you know, all these things. You kind of get angry with her, but then you already understand her inner fight.
Critic Kenan Sharp says he hopes the success of Ethos will encourage more productions that take a deeper look into Turkish society. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.